Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a discussion of Ayn Rand's radical fundamental principles of freedom. Objectivist perspective on rational self-interest, laissez-faire capitalism, and individual rights. Yaron Brook, Executive Director of the Ayn Rand Institute, invites you to the conversation. The Yaron Brook Show starts now on AM 560, The Answer.
Good afternoon, Chicago. This is Yaron Brook, and this is the Yaron Brook Show. And this is a radical capitalist view of the world. And we need a radical view of the world right now. I don't know if you guys saw the latest GDP numbers coming out of Washington. Our economy is doing really, really badly. In the first quarter, our economy, the U.S. economy, actually shrunk. We actually got smaller. We actually lost wealth. The U.S. is going backwards. And it looks like the second quarter is might be a little bit better. But this is the most pathetic, weakest, most anemic recovery from a recession probably in U.S. history. Well, certainly in U.S. history. And it doesn't have to be this way. It doesn't have to be this way. We're also seeing an economy that's really very much split. We're seeing some people doing quite well. You know, if you own stocks, if you own real estate, you're doing okay. Stock market's going up. Real estate prices are going up. But if you just got a job, if you're in what people consider, the lower middle class, or if you're even in the, you know, what people measure as the poor, jobs are hard to get. Wages are not going up. There's not a lot of selection. You can't leave your job and go somewhere else because there are very few. There's very little choices out there. The economy seems to be sputtering along. But again, if you've got stocks, if you've got financial assets, if you've got real estate, you're doing quite well. How does that work? And yet the economy's shrinking. And yet, I don't know, I spend a lot of time in California, in Orange County, California, a pretty well-off part of the world. And people here are going to restaurants. People here, you couldn't tell that the economy shrunk last quarter. You couldn't tell that this is a meager, weak economic recovery. Here, things seem to be booming. And yet there are other parts of the country that I visit where there's very little construction. There's almost no growth. There are empty houses still. High unemployment. People are struggling. You can see this even within California. You can see massive differences between populations, between areas. What's going on? And I think the key to understand here is our economy is in real, real trouble. Real trouble. Our economy is not really growing. We're seeing some small growth here and there. And really, since 2008, 2009, there's been a lot of redistribution, but very little real, actual economic, sustained economic growth. You know, maybe with some exceptions like the technology sector in Silicon Valley. And the reason for that is that our government is screwing us. Our government is making it almost impossible for us to start new businesses, to grow our businesses, to expand, to hire, to invest. And it's doing it on multiple fronts, this massive uncertainty, this massive interference, this massive obstruction. It's being done on a number of different fronts, with one that I think is to a large extent responsible for the fact that some people are doing quite well. And that's the Federal Reserve. Now, this is complicated, so you're going to have to bear with me, but it's important. It's important you understand what the Federal Reserve is doing to our economy. In order to try to get people to spend money, in order to try to get businesses to invest, in order to try to get the economy to move, in spite of the fact that it's not, the Federal Reserve, since 2008, has basically held interest rates at the lowest level in history, at the lowest level in American history. They basically made it really, really, really cheap for us to borrow money. Now, we're all a little afraid because most of us don't trust this economic recovery. Most of us are pretty cautious. Most of us remember how bad things were in 2007, 2008, 2009, and are not leveraging up. So to take advantage of these low interest rates, governments are leveraging up. Government debt since the crisis has gone through the roof, has expanded dramatically, and corporations are leveraging up. But what this is doing is creating really, really weird allocations of capital. So because there's plenty of money and because interest is really, really, really low, corporations, for example, are borrowing money and buying back their own shares. Part of that is driving stock prices up. But also, when the Federal Reserve pumps this money into the economy through these very, very low interest rates, the primary beneficiaries of these are the banks on Wall Street. And again, that money flows in to the stock market. So the stock market benefits, real estate benefits from these low, low interest rates. If you know anything about real estate, when real estate is really low, prices of real estate go up. So we're seeing that happen, particularly commercial real estate, but even housing. Housing prices are quite high. We're seeing mortgage rates at the lowest they've been. And a lot of this, again, is artificial. It's the Federal Reserve pumping money into the economy, create what is perceived as economic activity. But is it real economic activity? Is it based on rational decisions that we are making, or businessmen are making, to expand their business because of increased future demand? Is it rational investment, or is it investment that is being distorted, that is being manipulated by these artificially low rates, by the fact that the Federal Reserve for years has been buying government and other bonds? So my point is this, without getting too technical, and we could, and if any of you want to ask questions, by the way, you can call in 312-642-5600. That's 312-642-5600. If you want to comment, if you want to ask any questions, it'll make this fun. It'll make this show a lot more fun if you actually call in. The Federal Reserve is doing is on a massive scale, distorting the incentives in our economy, creating massive misallocations of capital in our economy, creating distortions in terms of time horizon that people are willing to invest in our economy, raising the prices of some assets, as we said, stock market, real estate, bond market, into the stratosphere, and at the same time, not really creating any sustainable, healthy, long-range economic growth. So in other words, and you've heard this word a lot, you heard this word a lot after 2008, what the Federal Reserve is doing, what I believe the Federal Reserve is doing, is creating a massive bubble, another bubble. Now, to a large extent, I believe that 2008 happened because the Federal Reserve created a bubble from 2002 to 2007. And indeed, that bubble was a bubble created by interest rates that below the rate of inflation from 2002 to 2005. And you saw, as a consequence of that bubble, real estate prices going up through the roof, just like now. Stock market prices going up significantly, just like now. Freddie and Fannie owning a greater and greater and greater percentage of the mortgages, just like now. Indeed, Freddie and Fannie are buying up more mortgages than they ever did in the past. So what we're getting right now is a massive bubble. An unprecedented, really, potentially bubble. Now, when it'll burst, I have no idea. And, we'll talk about what you can do about it. But there's no question that what the Federal Reserve is doing is distorting prices, distorting incentives, distorting our investments, creating bad, you know, motivations and incentives among investors and among producers. And as a consequence of all this, we are businessmen who actually want to grow their business or start a business, businessmen who want to be investing for the long term. Real businessmen, they are not making those investments. They're standing on the sidelines. They're restricting what they will do. And as a consequence, the economy is not really growing. The economy is just kind of putzing around, not going anywhere.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Nikia Michelle, taking a look at traffic. Our trouble spot right now is coming inbound on the Edens. It's really congested at Willow to Lake because of a crash that has the right lane tied up. Also, delays are at 2E to Montrose. It's 35 to Montrose from Lake Cook and 29 heading outbound. Inbound, Kennedy's 35 to downtown from O'Hare and 45 on the opposite side. It's bumper to bumper as you're making your way inbound on the Ike at North Avenue. It's a 55-minute trip to the post from Thorndale and 49 minutes on the outbound side. Inbound Stevenson's 49 to Lakeshore Drive from 355 and 53 on the opposite side. It's solid coming inbound on the Ryan at Pershing to pass the Stevenson due to a crash that has three left lanes blocked. It's a half an hour to downtown from 95th. It's 48 degrees and cloudy. Tonight's low is 49 and rainy. Tomorrow a high of 54. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
University of Colorado Boulder has launched an online system where students can report people who make, quote, hurtful statements.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
Has anybody ever said anything insulting to you when you were at the great Northwestern University?
When I was at Northwestern, and I'm not kidding, I was the most hated person on campus. They never said anything complimentary to me. All it was insults. Does that shock you?
No.
Exactly. It shouldn't. It doesn't shock me either.
Start your day with Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings, starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
For 30 years, the Ayn Rand Institute has been on the front lines of the culture wars, introducing millions of students to Ayn Rand's books and ideas, educating young intellectuals who now teach at universities around the world, and speaking out in defense of free speech, free markets, free minds. You can join their battle for reason, individualism, and capitalism here in Chicago and around the nation by making your contribution today at AynRand.org/support. That's AYNRAND.org/SUPPOR.
Somewhere in America, at just this moment as you sit listening to this radio show, there is a young person waiting to discover Ayn Rand's novels, waiting to have his or her life changed by the beauty of Ayn Rand's art and the logic of her ideas. Through ARI's Free Books to Teachers program, we have delivered more than 3 million copies of Ayn Rand's books to schools in every state. You can help us reach young minds today. Make your tax-deductible contribution now at AynRand.org/support.
Have you put off seeing the dentist because you can't afford to go? Are big dental bills taking a big toll on your wallet? Would you like to have dental insurance but think it's too expensive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company for a free information kit. See how you can help protect your teeth and your wallet for less than a dollar a day. 1-800-900-9385. This is real dental insurance that can help cover over 300 procedures, all the ones you're most likely to need. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose, and you'll never pay a deductible. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-900-9385. That's 1-800-900-9385. 1-800-900-9385.
Intrigued, inspired, and possibly even angered. Welcome back to the Yaron Brooks Show on AM 560. The Answer.
Thank you.
AM 560, The Answer. 560theanswer.com.
My name is Dale Pazinski, and this is how I live United. I volunteer with United Way, helping the homeless in my community by teaching computer skills and helping them build a basic resume to save on their very own USB drive. It's huge when somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give.
Todd,
advocate,
are you on?
Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Can you hear me now? All right, we're back, and we've got a caller. We've got Todd on the line. Todd, can you hear me? You want to talk?
I hear you.
Over? Yeah, I can hear you. Great. Go ahead.
What's going on?
Good, good. How about you? What's on your mind?
I think people should realize that, you know, like you said, everything is with the economy. It's just fake. They need to be buying some gold and silver just to be safe. I mean, that's definitely what I'm doing. I think it's going to be a lot higher down the road than what it is today, that's for sure.
I'm on the show. I'm not going to give investment advice. But
right.
Let me say that generally I agree with you. I think everybody in their portfolio should have some gold and silver. I think I think it makes sense to hedge yourself against the possibility of inflation. But I think part of the risk that we're facing is not just an inflationary risk. There's also the possibility of, and what we've seen over the last few years, is in a sense the opposite of that. Real
deflation
stagnation.
Probably first.
Yeah, and deflation. And in that case, gold and silver don't move much. But if you have a diversified portfolio, it makes sense to hold some of that as inflation protection. Just realize that the outcomes of the Fed's actions are not obviously inflationary. They're more distortive than anything else. What they do is distort the economy, distort investment, distort production. And that's the real danger, and that's the real harm that they do. But, you know, without giving out too much investment advice, yes, some gold, some silver in a balanced way in a portfolio makes some sense. Thanks, Todd. I appreciate your call.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thanks for listening. Okay, so as we were talking about, the U.S. economy is very weak, shrunk in the first quarter, and what we're seeing now is even though the economy will probably grow this quarter, it's growing very slowly. It's growing very pathetically, and one cause of this, as I said, is the horrific, horrific Fed policy. The idea that the Fed is distorting markets in the way that it is. But it's not just the Fed. If it was just the Fed, I think we could be doing a lot better. The problem with the U.S. economy today is it's way, way, way overregulated. It's been overregulated for 50, 60, 70, really since the 30s. It's been overregulated since the Great Depression. But we've overcome that. We keep overcoming that. We keep somehow growing. We keep somehow producing. We keep somehow making stuff in spite of all the regulations, in spite of all the controls. And then what do? Every time there's a crisis, every time there's an economic problem, every time there's some problem in the economy, what do? They increase our regulations. They increase controls. They make it more difficult for producers to produce, for investors to invest, for entrepreneurs to start businesses. Every single president, you know, maybe with the exception of Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan, every single president increased regulations dramatically. It drives me nuts when people talk about George Bush as a free market cowboy president who deregulated. No! Regulations was worse under Bush than it was under Clinton. Regulation under Clinton was worse than it was under Bush Sr. And under Bush Sr. it was a lot worse than it was under Reagan. Regulations only grow. The number of pages of regulation that the federal government passes only increase. They once in a while they do something called deregulation. We're going to deregulate the economy. But almost always the deregulation is just re-regulation. They just change the rules on us. But they still have rules that tell us how and what we can do, how to act, how to manage our businesses, how to hire and fire our employees. We don't live in a free market in America. We live in a controlled, regulated market. And indeed, since the financial crisis, we've seen a dramatic increase in regulations. A dramatic increase in new regulations, but more than that, a dramatic increase in the implementation of existing regulations. They're going after so many businesses. They're going after banks. You can see all the fines that the banks so-called are paying. They're going after private colleges because they hate the idea of profit-seeking private colleges. All they want is community college and government-run education. They're going after business after business. They're going after the internet. Right, net neutrality, turn the internet into a public utility, turn the delivery of internet services into our homes into a public utility. That works so well whenever it's tried. Government is so good at managing businesses, at figuring out how to price things. So let's take over the internet. So time and time again, what they've been doing since 08 is increasing government regulations, increasing government controls, increasing the involvement in businesses. And now we're seeing it on a state level, on a federal level. We see them take whole industries, try to take them out of business. So why would I start a new business? Or why would I expand my business when I don't know what the regulator has in mind for me? I don't know when they're going to come in and shut my doors. I don't know if they're going to allow me to expand or not. So we have massive amounts of regulations. And then we've increased taxes. We've increased taxes on individual marginal income tax rates have gone up. That does not encourage economic growth. When you tax work, what do you get? More or less of it? Simple economic question. If you tax something, do you get more of it or less of it? Well, everybody knows you get less of it. This is why, by the way, we have sin taxes, right? Because the government wants us to smoke less, what does it do? It taxes smoking. If the government wants us to, go to tanning salons less, which it does, right? Taxes tanning salons. So when you want less of something, you tax it. So they don't want us to drink. They tax alcohol. So income tax, when you raise income tax, what is the government telling us? We don't want you to work. We don't want you to increase productivity. We don't want you to make more money because we're going to take a bigger and bigger percentage as you make more of it. So the signal they are sending, the incentive they are providing, is they want us to work less, want us to produce less, want us to innovate less, want us to be less productive. So rising taxes reduces work, reduces productivity, reduces economic progress, reduces economic efficiency. So we've seen taxes rise. And by the way, we have in the United States the highest tax rate on corporations, the highest tax rate on corporations in the world, in the Western world at least, in the developed countries, what they call the developed countries, 35%. So that's so high taxes. You know, that's not going to produce economic growth. That's going to produce economic stagnation. And that's exactly what we're seeing. So, unequivocally, we're seeing the economy struggle. We're seeing the economy shrink as in the first quarter. And the fault of this, so far we've covered the Federal Reserve, high taxes, and overregulation. Do you have an opinion? If you want to challenge me, call in 312-642-5600. You're listening to the Iran Brooks Show, and we'll be back in just a few.
Hey, Dave, did you hear about that story?
What story? Was it on Facebook?
No. Come on, everybody's talking about it. I can't believe you don't know what I'm talking about.
Was it on TV? Twitter? Where did you hear about it?
It was on AM 560 The Answer. I heard it on the radio.
Hear about it before everyone else. Hear about it on AM 560, The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. The fate of the Patriot Act hangs in the balance as the Senate goes to work tomorrow.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul says he'll use every trick in the Senate book to delay or block a vote on the USA Freedom Act, which he says abridges Americans' right to privacy. Now top Senate Democrat Harry Reid is blaming Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Reid spokesman Adam Gentleson says McConnell chose to put off the Patriot Act vote until the last minute.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson. The number of dead in Texas from flash floods has risen to 24, a dozen people still unaccounted for. Meanwhile, it rained again in Dallas today as more folks like this woman were forced to abandon their cars and their homes.
I'm big concerned. This is all I've got left, and, you know, if I lose everything inside it, I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't believe this is actually happening on my street.
Lily Ramirez, Fox News. We report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Nikki and Michelle taking a look at traffic. The right lane is blocked with a crash coming inbound on the Edens at the Tri-State Spur. To Lake Avenue is where we're seeing the slowdown. Also at Devon to Montrose right now, it's 40 to Montrose from Lake Cook and 32 if you're heading outbound. Inbound on the Kennedy is a 38-minute trip to downtown from O'Hare and 39 on the opposite side. It's bumper-to-bumper inbound on the Ike. We're approaching an hour to the post from Thorndale and heading outbound to a 48-minute trip. Inbound Stevenson has delays. It's 47 minutes to Lakeshore Drive from 355 and 52 on the opposite side. And a crash that's near the Stevenson has been cleared, but still heavy delays inbound on the Ryan at 47th. 48 degrees and cloudy. Tonight's low is 49 and rainy. Tomorrow's high is 54 and windy. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
The Ayn Rand Institute invites you to join them on the evening of June 4th at the Langham Hotel in downtown Chicago as the Ayn Rand Institute honors nine Chicago area students who have truly excelled in their annual high school essay contests. ARI will be awarding prizes totaling more than $10,000 to these nine outstanding young people. Join ARI for the fourth annual Atlas Shrugged Revolution Benefit Dinner to celebrate these exceptional student essayists. You'll also be supporting ARI's work here in Chicago to encourage even more young people to read Ayn Rand's novels in the years ahead. Visit them online at atlasdinner.com or call toll-free at 888-604-ATLAS. Seating is limited, so call or go online today. That's ATLASDINNER.com, atlasdinner.com, or call 888-604-ATLAS. That's 888-604-ATLAS.
Somewhere in America, at just this moment, as you said listening to this radio show, there is a young person waiting to discover Ayn Rand's novels, waiting to have his or her life changed by the beauty of Ayn Rand's art and the logic of her ideas. Over the past decade, through ARI's Free Books to Teachers program, they have delivered more than 3 million copies of Ayn Rand's books to schools in every state. Right now, they are placing more than 5,000 copies of Anthem, The Fountainhead, and Atlas Shrugged in schools right here in Chicago. Since 2003, they have placed more than 50,000 of Ayn Rand's novels in the Chicagoland area. You can help reach young minds today. You can help reach more students within this listening area. Make your tax-deductible contribution now at aynrand.org/support. That's aynrand.org/support.
In the early 60s, Dolores and Ray Butcher and their three daughters earned a trip to Disneyland by collecting S&H green stamps. It was a dream come true. Today, nearly everyone has a wallet or keychain full of loyalty reward cards that they use for discounts, gifts, and even free dinners at their favorite restaurants. For years, an international company has been offering a universal loyalty rewards card in Europe. We call it the Blue Card, one card to replace dozens. The Blue Card offers discounts up to 5% cash back. It even accumulates points to shop at participating merchants and an online mall. Today, they're looking for independent representatives to launch this card in the U.S. and Canada. It is free to get the card and free to become a representative. You could help launch the Blue Card in your area and get paid wherever it is used. Imagine you could be paid every time someone fills their gas tank, buys groceries, orders an airline ticket, or purchases just about anything.
To get your free Blue Card, go to BlueCardShopping.com. That's BlueCardShopping.com. BlueCardShopping.com.
No traditional conservative view, nor the standard libertarian ones. Welcome back to the discussion of Ayn Rand's radical fundamental principles of freedom. This is the Yaron Brook Show on AM 560, The Answer.
All right, we're back. Thanks for listening. And I just want to reemphasize one of the commercials you heard during the break was for this dinner that the Ayn Rand Institute is hosting in Chicago, and I encourage everybody to come. It's going to be a fantastic evening, an evening where we discuss the state of the world, where we discuss the programs that the Ayn Rand Institute is engaged in order to change the world, in order to get us back on track, both on a national level, but also on a Chicago level. This is a Chicago dinner with very much an emphasis on what's happening in Illinois and what's happening in Chicago. AM 560 The Answer will be there in attendance. They'll be broadcasting from the dinner. So come, you can meet me, you can meet Dan Proft, one of the regular hosts here on AM 560, and many of the others. So it's a terrific dinner. AtlasDinner.org or .com. Look it up, Atlas Shrugged Dinner Chicago. Look it up on Google, and I hope to see our listeners there. It'll be fun to actually meet you guys. All right, we've got some calls, quite a few calls, actually. This is cool. We're going to start with Nathan, who wants to talk about Wall Street. Nathan, you are on the line with the Yaron Brook Show. How are things going?
Yes, Yaron, thank you. I've got a question you had said before about taxes and how if you tax something, you get less of it. And I wanted to ask you what Ayn Rand or what you would say, because I'm supporting Senator Sanders for president, and his idea is to tax Wall Street with a Robin Hood tax on financial transactions. And so, I mean, since Wall Street, hasn't been prosecuted or anything for their role in the collapse, what do you think about taxing transactions as a way of getting less financial speculation and a better economy?
Well, I think that is a horrible, terrible, disastrous idea. Financial speculation is essential for economic growth. Finance, banking, Wall Street make this economy move forward. If we destroy Wall Street, we destroy American capitalism, we destroy the American economy. And let me make this point about the financial crisis, and we don't have time to get into the details, but this financial crisis was not, and I emphasize this, not caused by Wall Street. This financial crisis was caused by government policies, the kind of government policies that Bernie Sanders supported, the kind of government policies that were encouraged by Christopher Dodd and by Bonnie Frank and by people on the left. These are the kind of policies that really are destroying this country and that caused the financial crisis in 2008. Whether it was disaster Fed policies of leaving interest rates too low, or whether it was the policy of subsidizing mortgages and subsidizing our debt so that all of us would get massively into debt. That wasn't Wall Street doing that. That was Washington. That was Freddie and Fannie, Bonnie Frank's favorite entities who are being subsidized and supported by Washington, D.C. If you want to put somebody in jail, and I'm serious here, if you want to put somebody in jail for the financial crisis, it should be the politicians in Congress. They're responsible for the disaster that happened there. And then once the crisis happened, Washington, with its bailouts and its inconsistent bailouts and its TARP and all of that, it was Washington that brought that about. If you want the U.S. economy to do well, What you need is to deregulate Wall Street, lower taxes. What you need is a healthy, vibrant, free freedom, free of government regulations, free of government controls. Now, you won't hear this on any talk show in America. I'm standing here defending Wall Street. Now, I don't defend everything that they did. They were scumbags, and they were crooks, and there were bad people there, and they should go to jail. But overwhelmingly, Wall Street was not at fault here. And I'm not an apologist for any particular firm or any of these companies. I hate the fact that they're so in bed with the government, that there's so much cronyism going on. But they did not cause this crisis. They are not responsible. It's the opposite. It's the regulatory regime that they live under that is destroying America. It is the government who thinks, central planners who think they can dictate the world of finance, that they can determine what interest rates should be, where investments should be made and how they should be made, what is enough profit and what isn't. Financial transactions, we could do a whole show on speculators. Speculation and financial transactions that Wall Street engage in are essential for raising capital so new ventures can start, for raising capital so that companies can expand. If you tax that, you will get less of that. You will get less investment, less entrepreneurship, less jobs, even slower economic growth, which is hard to believe, but even slower economic growth. What you need is the opposite. Reduce the taxes. Eliminate the regulations. Bring back the rule of law. And get the Fed to stop these crazy policies of subsidizing debt, of printing money, of encouraging us to be irresponsible. So, unfortunately, I violently disagree with Nathaniel. I hope he continues listening because I think there's a lot to learn about the true state of America. Please, well, actually, vote for Bernie Sanders. Any vote against Hillary is okay with me. You're listening to the Ron Brooks Show. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Nikki and Michelle taking a look at traffic. Crews are still dealing with a crash inbound on the Edens between the Tri-State Spur and Lake Avenue that's blocking the right lane. Also, additional delays are at Peterson to Montrose. It's 40 minutes to Montrose from Lake Cook and 31 heading outbound. Inbound on the Kennedy stop and go with a 38-minute trip to downtown from O'Hare and the same on the opposite side. It's bumper to bumper inbound on the Ike. We're approaching an hour to the post from Thorndale. 49 minutes will get you out. Inbound Stevenson's a 49-minute trip to Lakeshore Drive from 355 and 51 on the outbound side. It's very heavy as you're making your way inbound on the Ryan at Pershing to the Circle. There was an earlier crash, and then the express lanes are jammed at 47th. It's 25 minutes to downtown from 95th and 28 going outbound. It's 48 degrees. Tonight's low is 49 and rainy. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Chicago needs a revolution, a revolution of better ideas to transform this city, this state, and this country. Join AM 560 The Answer at the 4th Annual Atlas Shrugged Revolution event at the Langham Hotel in Chicago on June 4th as we celebrate Ayn Rand's classic novel and its themes of individualism, free markets, and its implications for making the local and national changes we so desperately need. AM 560's Joe Walsh will broadcast on location from the event, and you'll hear from best-selling author and international speaker Yaron Brook. You'll also have the chance to meet and mingle with other fans of Atlas Shrugged on June 4th at the Langham Hotel in Chicago. The Atlas Shrugged Revolution is an event that liberty-loving patriots like you simply cannot miss. Tickets are available now by visiting atlasdinner.com or by calling 888-604-ATLAS. Seating is limited, so reserve your spot today. Online at atlasdinner.com or 888-604-ATLAS.
Congratulations to Veronica from North Carolina, Terry from Texas, and Angela from Detroit. They're just a few of our radio listeners who can now enjoy free tickets to Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando. To receive their free tickets, all they had to do was call Preferred Guest Resorts during our recent radio free ticket giveaway. And guess what? It's on again. You too are guaranteed free tickets to any Walt Disney World Resort theme park. Please call in the next 5 minutes. 1-800-600-1591. We're giving away free tickets because once you and your family experience Walt Disney World Resort once, we know you'll want to keep coming back. Your free tickets can be used at any Walt Disney World Resort theme park. All you're responsible for is your hotel stay, which at only $67 a night is more than half off. Be the next listener to enjoy free tickets to Walt Disney World Resort. Call now for all the exciting details. 1-800-600-1591. Act fast. 1-800-600-1591. That's 1-800-600-1591.
Intrigued, inspired, and possibly even angered. Welcome back to the Yaron Brooks Show on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, I hope you guys aren't too angered, but look, from the beginning of time, it seems, at least for the last 2,000 years, we've been blaming bankers, the equivalent of Wall Street, for every problem in society, for every financial crisis, for every economic problem. It is Wall Street or bankers that are at fault. But let me tell you something. That is just not true. There's no economic evidence of that. Indeed, the economic evidence all points at another source for our problems. Our problems are not capitalism. The problem is not freedom. The problem is not Wall Street. It's not bankers. The problem is Washington, D.C. The problem is politicians. The problem is their attempt to centrally plan our economy. The problem is their attempt to tell us how to structure our production. The problem is them telling us that we should own homes or not own homes, subsidizing that, not subsidizing something else, that we should have this kind of energy, not that kind of energy. When politicians leave the economy alone, when they butt out, when they leave it alone and let us voluntarily exchange with one another, let us interact with one another in a voluntary way, and that includes Wall Street, the economy booms. We do great, and this is true everywhere in history and at all times in history. All right, we're going to take a call from Sean. And Sean, you're on the Yaron Brooks Show. And what's up?
How are you, Ron? First off, I was a commodity trader since I'm 21. I went down there at 18 years old. I hold five SEC licenses.
Oh, you unproductive. So were you a leech on the economy? Are you you one of those financiers that destroy the economy?
Am I one of what? I'm sorry, the phone broke up. What'd you say?
Are you one of those destructive financiers that help destroy the economy?
No, I was not in on the collusion. But here's the thing we have to be very clear about, because I totally agree with you. I really do. But I think you're giving me a vagueness that I want you to pin in on, and I know you can. So let me help you, if you don't mind. To pretend that Wall Street is capitalism right now is naivete on steroids. They've bastardized capitalism, and they use the politician to eliminate competition and to corrupt the very system. Why do you think there are no more open outcry pits anymore? There are no more speculation the way you're describing it. It doesn't exist. It's been taken behind doors. It's been corrupted and colluded with, and they are using politicians to assure their wealth stream. They've never made more money, and they've never had really less outside volume than themselves. That's how you know it's corrupt. See, and that's why I want you to stop doing this they and us. See, government is just people, and we have given them arbitrary power. And they take under a guise of altruism, and they try to use it against the people who are not on the inside. So they're prosecuting.
We get the politicians we deserve. It's not us versus them. It's us.
It's not just the politicians,
Jaron.
It's the corrupt businessman. It's not just
It's some corrupt businessman. Wait. It's some corrupt businessman. No question.
How about Goldman
Sachs? A lot
Sachs?
Of businessmen that are corrupt.
The whole company. The whole company of Goldman Sachs. How about Citibank, who wrote Dodd-Frank?
Citibank
that you're talking about didn't touch Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Citibank is corrupt. There's no question. But look, Citibank has gone bankrupt four times over the last 30 years and has been bailed out every single time. Let me finish. Man, look, it's not true that every single one of them are corrupt in their nature. Now, let me finish. What happens is when you've got a gun pointed at you, when you know that your entire fate and everything about your industry is dependent on a bunch of politicians who know nothing about finance and economics, zero, Then you start lobbying. And you lobby in order to try to defend your industry because these guys are going to completely destroy it otherwise. Now, does that lobbying drift then into a situation in which you are now using government in order to shield yourself from competition? Yes, and I condemn that kind of cronyism. But
that's 100 years
of that,
you're condemning
the
that.
Source
Let's be
of
very
that,
specific. See, that's what I have a problem with. Be specific. That's all I'm saying. I am a radio aficionado. And I am telling you right now, you're going to get hung up because you're not giving me specificity. And capitalism is great, but do not give it a veil of virtue. Where all these beautiful
capitalism is virtuous. Let's be clear. Capitalism,
is
virtuous. Look, Sean, if you're not going to let me talk, then there's no point in this. Capitalism is virtuous. The problem is that we don't have capitalism today. We don't have a pure form of capitalism
or
anywhere near it.
Bingo.
And that's what I'm complaining.
That's what I've been waiting an hour
for. Let me finish. Quiet. And that's what I'm complaining about. What I'm saying is we have regulations, we have taxes, we don't have the rule of law anymore in Wall Street. In Wall Street, politicians come in and say, Lehman, you're going to go bankrupt, AIG, we're going to bail you out. There's no rule of law anymore in Wall Street. So, but we have to put the blame where it belongs. And the blame
you and I are on the same side.
Again, let me finish, because otherwise I'm going to have to cut you off. Look, the point is this. We have to put the blame where it belongs. And the blame here lies with we, the people, that we elect politicians and we give them power over our lives. We elect politicians and allow them to regulate and control Wall Street and every other business out there in America. We the people, hold a set of ideas that are consistent with central planning. We don't challenge politicians and we don't kick them out of office when those politicians abuse their power, when those politicians act in ways that destroy the U.S. economy. We don't hold them accountable. And as a consequence, their power grows and grows. It's so easy to blame the victim. And at the end of the day, the victim is the businessman, even today. We'll be right back.
Somewhere in America, at just this moment, as you sit listening to this radio show, there's a young person waiting to discover Ayn Rand's novels, waiting to have his or her life changed by the beauty of Ayn Rand's art and the logic of her ideas. Through ARI's Free Books to Teachers program, we have delivered more than 3 million copies of Ayn Rand's books to schools in every state. You can help us reach young minds today. Make your tax-deductible contribution now at AynRand.org/support.
For 30 years, the Ayn Rand Institute has been on the front lines of the culture wars, introducing millions of students to Ayn Rand's books and ideas, educating young intellectuals who now teach at universities around the world, and speaking out in defense of free speech, free markets, free minds. You can join their battle for reason, individualism, and capitalism here in Chicago and around the nation by making your contribution today at AynRand.org/support. That's AynRand.org/SUPPORT.
The Johnson family had a savings account until their air conditioner died. The Martins had a vacation fund before their water heater quit. The Baileys have no savings, and their refrigerator just broke. The truth is, it can only take one home system or appliance repair to break your piggy bank. But buying a home warranty from American Home Shield can protect you against unexpected covered costs. For valuable free information, go to AHS.com or call 1-800-941-5549. Why pour money into repairs when American Home Shield will help pay covered repairs for you? Your air conditioner, plumbing, oven, refrigerator, water heater, and more. Service requests are subject to a service fee for each trade call. Some exclusions and limitations apply. The choice is yours. Pay for expensive home system and appliance repairs, or let AHS help pay covered repairs for you. If you want to avoid being hit hard by unexpected breakdowns, go to AHS.com for valuable free information, including terms, rates, and coverage. That's AHS.com, or call 1-800-941-5549.
Yaron Brook, executive director of the Ayn Rand Institute, speaks to audiences around the world, promoting Ayn Rand's ideas in talks and books. Now, he's on your radio, here on AM 560, The Answer.
Hi, Chicago. This is Yaron Brook. I'm back, and Let me just say this. Look, we live today in what I call, or what Ayn Rand and others have called, a mixed economy. An economy that is partially free, where we have certain markets that work relatively free, and lots of government intervention, lots and lots of socialism or fascism, lots and lots of government involvement. And to blame businessmen for this is a misreading of history, and it's a misreading of the current state of the world. The current state of the world is such that many businessmen are in Washington lobbying to protect themselves, and yes, at all of our expense. But what created that situation? What created that situation is who we've elected, who we've chosen, and the ideas that are running this country. The idea that we believe that government should control business. We don't trust businessmen, so we regulate them. We, the people, don't trust businessmen. We, the people, blame Wall Street for everything. So, of course, government is going to regulate Wall Street. We blame them for everything. We, the people, don't trust McDonald's to deliver good, you know, healthy food to us, healthy in quotes, but food that won't make us sick. So we have the FDA. We demand the FDA. We, the people, don't trust business. We don't trust capitalism. We don't trust freedom. And as a consequence of that, politicians enact more and more controls, more and more regulations in our name. This is our fault. I'm blaming politicians only as a proxy for us. They do our bidding. They don't do my bidding, but they do most of our bidding. An overwhelming majority of Americans believe that if McDonald's wasn't supervised by the FDA, they'd sell tainted meat. Because the best way to make money in the food business is to poison your customers after all, right? But that's what we believe. So if we want to change, if we want to have capitalism, if we have to have a free market, we can't blame business and businessmen for everything. We have to look at the source. We have to ask ourselves, why don't we trust markets? Why don't we trust businessmen? Why don't we trust self-interest and profit, which are the motivations of business? And that, by the way, is going to be the topic of our next show. We're going to talk about why we don't trust the self-interested motivation of business. Why don't we trust the profit motive? Why do we insist that government control and regulate and tax to death the entrepreneurs, the businessmen, the financiers who build this country, who build this country every day? And let me give you this one example of, I want to give you a quick example of cronyism. You know that before, in the early 1990s, Microsoft used to spend $0 in Washington, zero. No lobbying, none, nada. And then they were brought in front of Congress and they were attacked for not lobbying, in other words, for not bribing the politicians. And then the Justice Department got sicked on them for offering a product for free, Internet Explorer, in 1996. They were sued by the Justice Department. And now they spend hundreds of millions of dollars on lobbying. Now, they've already been corrupted. But it's a product of government. It's a product of us, the people. So next time, we're going to be talking about self-interest, the profit motive, why we inherently don't trust business, why we don't trust capitalism, and why we are losing.
This has been the Yaron Brook Show with your radical for capitalism host, Yaron Brook. Keep the discussion going. Log on to AynRand.org, your portal to the Ayn Rand Institute. Learn how to apply Ayn Rand's principles in your own life. And make sure you tune in next Saturday afternoon at 4 for another hour of dynamic Ayn Rand discussion. The Yaron Brook Show on AM 560. The Answer.
Chicago and Patriots, listen up. This is Joe Walsh, and I want to tell you about a great event coming up. It's the 4th annual Atlas Shrugged Revolution event on June 4th at the beautiful Langham Hotel in downtown Chicago. I'll be broadcasting on location from this event. Also appearing will be Yaron Brook, best-selling author and international